Genesis chapter 6, please. In verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Verse 12. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark should be 300 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set on the side thereof. With lower second and third stories shalt thou make it. Behold, even I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of everything of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee, and there shall be male and female. Verse 22. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Father, bless these moments. May they be productive and profitable, ministering grace to the hearer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're talking about faith these Wednesday nights. Real faith. Last time we saw that real faith walks. In Amos chapter 3 and verse 3, we saw that the very first requirement of walking with God was being in agreement with God. We cannot walk with God if we're in disagreement with Him. And so real faith walks with God. In other words, real faith is in agreement with God, in harmony with heaven. Tonight, I want us to focus on the idea that real faith not only walks, real faith works. Real faith works. One day, you and I will be giving an account of our life. Life is something you do. Life is something I do. We will give an account one day of what we did. And so I'd like you to think about tonight, how are you doing? I mean it, how are you doing? Real faith does something. Real faith works. Somebody once gave somebody a gift, and they asked the person who received it, said, this is very nice, what is it, what does it do? Said, it doesn't do anything. Well, well, you just stick it on the table over here and you look at it. Well, that's nice, but that's not faith. See, faith does something. And that real faith works. As a matter of fact, James said in chapter 2 and verse 20 of his epistle, faith without work is dead. In other words, it's not faith at all. And so the question is, does it work? Does it work? See, real faith works. And if you look at verse 22, thus did Noah. Noah was a worker. There were giants in the earth in those days, and there was at least one worker in the earth in those days. And God wants us to be a worker. Now, let me say very clearly that you cannot earn your salvation. You cannot work for your salvation. Salvation is a gift from God. For by grace are you saved through faith. You cannot work for salvation, but real faith works. It's as simple as that. Noah was a worker. And I'd like for us to think tonight about what kind of worker he is, and then I'd like to share with you what makes faith work. Look at what kind of a worker Noah was, and then answer the question, what makes faith work? First of all, Noah was a ready worker. Availability is the best ability. The writer of Proverbs put it this way, a friend that is near is better than a brother that is far off. If God had some job to do, some ministry to perform, some mission to be accomplished, would he think of you? When God had a job to do, to save a remnant in the world from a coming flood, he thought of Noah, and he had a job for Noah to do. I'm asking, if God had a job to do, a mission to perform, a ministry to be accomplished, would he think of you? Would he think of me? Noah was a ready worker. The tools of a ready worker are sharp. They're well oiled, and they're ready. Ecclesiastes 10:10. Would you look there with me, please? Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. Noah was a ready worker. Are we ready workers? Chapter 10. If the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. If the axe is dull, the work is hard. A ready worker keeps his tools ready. When a fisherman is not fishing, he's getting his tackle clean. He's getting his gear ready. He's getting the boat prepared. When a carpenter is not working, he's sharpening his chisel. He's tightening his saws. He's filing his plane. He's getting everything ready. God wants us to be ready workers for Him. If God has a job to do, and your axe edge is dull, it's hard cutting. But the person who is getting ready is wetting the edge just in case God calls and says, I have a tree I need for you to cut down. Are you getting ready for God to call you? Noah was a ready worker, and I believe with all my heart God calls ready workers. The best ability is availability. Are we ready? There's another account in the Bible. It's in 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 6. We don't have time to go into it. You look at it later. It's where another fellow is cutting with an axe, and the axe handle, the axe head falls off the axe, and it falls into the water. Remember the story? And the man cries out to Elisha. He says, oh, it's borrowed. Can you help me. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm in trouble. I borrowed this piece of equipment, and now I've lost the axe head. And that was no little thing in those days. And it went to the bottom of the lake, and there was a miracle. The Bible says that iron swam. What a miracle. But you know what? Axe heads are not supposed to fall off handles. If the axe is fixed right, if the axe is prepared right, the handle and the axe head will stay together. Now, same thing with a hammerhead. If it has a little wedge in there and it's all packed in there right, it's not going to fall off. And if it's not kept up, if it's not watched, if it's not maintained, then the axe head falls off, and then what? And I believe that in many cases, sometimes people fly off the handle in their spiritual lives and in their emotional lives, and they're not equipped, they're not prepared, they're not qualified to serve the Lord, because God knows that this fellow is going to fall apart, and we can't use him. Noah was a ready worker, and I believe that God wants me to be a ready worker. He wants you also to be a ready worker. There was a donkey tied up one day, and the Lord sent his disciples looking for him. He said if somebody stopped him, then he's supposed to say, the Lord has need of him. Well, I believe that there's going to come a day when there's a job that has to be done, and God's going to look around this assembly, and God's going to say, well, forget over here. Let's look over here. Because somebody's not ready. And then there's another brother. Every day he's wetting the edge. He's oiling his equipment, and he is being prepared just in case. Just in case. God calls him for the next project. Be ready. Have your toolbox by the door, just in case God calls you. Number two, he was a willing worker. He was a willing worker. God does not always ask us to do the easy thing. Sometimes God asks us to do the hard thing. Building an ark was a hard thing. Building the ark was a hard thing. It's not for us to choose which cross we carry. When someone calls to move the piano down at the chapel, oftentimes there's a brother who's quick to grab the piano bench. And God knows whose heart is in it and whose heart is not. You can't fool God. God is looking for willing workers and looking for people to put their back into it. Now, Noah was asked to do something different, something strange, something that had never been done before, to build an ark. Now, sometimes we need to do something different. And if some brother says, we never did it that way, never did that before, that must be heretical, we can't do that. Well, sometimes God calls us and calls a Noah to build something that's never been built before, to do it differently. And Noah was open to the leading of God because God told him exactly how to do it, how long, how high, how many stories, exactly how to do it. He did it according to how God told him to do it, not necessarily how everybody else told him how to do it, because nobody else knew how to do it. Sometimes God asks us to do something, and we want to do the other thing. God tells us to go to Nineveh, and we rush out to buy a ticket for Tarshish. We're busy, but we're not doing the thing that God asks us to do. There are many, many people hiding in the choir loft when God has some other job that has to be done. The Lord Jesus was the perfect example of the willing servant. He said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. We don't do what we want to do. We do what has to be done. We do what God wants us to do. That's what a servant is. That's what a worker is. Number three, he was a faithful worker. Not every job can be done in a jiffy. Noah was a preacher of righteousness for 120 years. Many failed this test of longevity. Demas got tired. He went back home. And Paul wrote, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Number four, he was a thorough worker. Verse 22 says, thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him. All. Most will do some. Most will do something. But few are willing to do all. And I believe that spiritual success depends on doing all. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, Ecclesiastes 9:10, do it with all thy might. Number five, he was a courageous worker. How foolish he must have appeared to the world. What was he doing? He was building a boat. There was no water in sight. He was odd. He was strange. This builder, this worker for God. And he could have been stopped by opposition and by ridicule and by the laughs of others, but he kept on keeping on. Jesus said, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father and the holy angels, Mark chapter 8, verse 38, for some people that are ashamed to speak a word for Jesus Christ. And they say they're Christians. We're running out of time. But in this world where people, for their strange beliefs, are willing to hijack airplanes and drive them into buildings for their strange idea of faith, are we ashamed to go knock on a door and speak to somebody of God's love and of Jesus? He was a thorough worker, and he was a courageous worker. Number 6, he was a successful worker. It's God that approves our work. Not by the world's standards, but by God's standards are we to be judged. By every other standard, Noah was a pretty poor preacher. I don't know if there were any other churches in the world at that time. I have no idea. But it wouldn't be hard to get a congregation larger than 7. If there was a church, it had to be bigger than that. He had the smallest group. He didn't have a very successful ministry by the world's standards. But for 120 years, he preached a message that most people don't like to hear, a message of righteousness. And was he successful or was he not? Here's the question. Did it float? That's it. Did it float? He did it God's way. He did it according to God's instructions. He pitched it in. He pitched it out. He did exactly like the Lord had said. Exactly, and the thing floated. That's the question. Faith works. Does it work? If it's not working, something's wrong. If it's not working, something's wrong. Faith works. And I believe that it is the will of God that we live by faith. The Bible says that wisdom is justified by her children, Matthew chapter 11 and verse 19. When the flood came, the thing floated. That's the question. Well, how are you doing? Faith works. Now, you can't earn salvation, but if you have real faith, it works. It works in your life because the just shall live by faith. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 6. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. There's an argument about keeping the law or not keeping the law, but faith which worketh by love. Say, well, when you say faith works, are you teaching work salvation? Are you saying that we have to work? No. That's law. That's wrong. We cannot do anything to earn our salvation. But if you look under the hood of real faith, faith works. What makes faith work? Not the law. Faith which worketh by love. What we do because we love Him. Faith works. Oh, may your faith work this week. May it float. Father, bless each one who's come here. I pray that as we would seek to follow you and to serve you, that we would live and follow by faith. We pray that this week our faith might work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.